Hello.
Hi, Marcus. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, we changed the card. But you know what, Tina? I've been looking at my Local Splash. I haven't been really getting any kind of performance on it.
Really?
It's costing me $256 a month, and I'm not getting any kind of performance on it.
So let me give you some options, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel or even pause an account with a past due balance. But the good news is it's just that payment, because come March 9th, it would reoccur to $498. And I definitely don't want that to happen, you know, especially if you're not getting good results, you know. Now,
yeah, it's not working. I mean, I was told I was going to get excellent results, and that's just not true. You know?
So I want to let you know that in the time that you've been with us, you have had 639 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And then on Google, your company has already been found on the first page 657 times, and you've had 47 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So what I'm thinking is, now that you're ranking, you can remove the Facebook ads. $100 of your subscription each month goes to Facebook ads. So that would lower the subscription to $149 monthly. And that would, you know, with that package, still keep Marcus Pavers on the first page of Google, the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. And you stay mobily optimized, meaning you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will...
But when you say Facebook ads, I never really see any Facebook ads.
Oh, it's all stored on your dashboard. I don't know if you've been on the dashboard, but there's a preview of the ads. It's showing you how much money has been spent on the ads, how many impressions you've had. So there's a full report on the dashboard with the Facebook ads. So one thing that might be affecting your conversion is that there are 0 Google reviews on your listing, and that might be a factor, because you're definitely coming up on the first page, you're definitely being found, but if there's people up there next to you that have a 5-star rating and then you don't, it might be affecting which company the person would call. So I can send you an email that would help you with that. You know, it's super simple to use, Marcus. It would say, you know, thank you for using Marcus Pavers. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, right? And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to actually achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Wow. All right. Well, why wasn't I told this before? Because I've been with you guys for a month now.
So let me just look on the notes here, because they always do a call that's called the first touch, and that's where they show you the dashboard and the whole 9 yards. That was done back on June 8th of 2023. It looks like Mary called you from customer service, and she went over some of the keywords. But I can send you the fresh login to the dashboard if you like, just so you can go in and see the results in real time.
Yeah, but you see how I look at it? It's just not converting to any leads. You know, you're giving me all these numbers, but I'm not getting any leads, any customers calling. I'm getting some telemarketers or some people calling me for other things, but I'm not getting any actual customers say, hey, I saw you on Google, I saw you, you know. And a couple times when I went on there to look at my own name, I couldn't find myself on the first page.
Mm-hmm. And so Google tracks what's called an action and an impression, okay? So let's say somebody types in one of your keywords, you know, masonry or pavers or something like that, and they see you on the first page, but they never do anything. Let's say they don't click on it or anything, but you were found. Google calls that an impression. And then the action is the second step that they took to call you or to contact you. So that's why I was saying of the 497 times, actually that's more than that. Give me a second. I got to go to the alt time. Out of the 657 times you were found on the first page of Google, there were 47 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Now, there are 31 leads on the dashboard that came in through the tracking number and through the contact form on the site. So I don't know if you're aware, but Erica Garland, she called 2 days ago. There were a couple of calls before that from 914-371-1404. Tilly O'Reilly filled out the form on February 5th. They're on 125 West 85th Street, Apartment 1.
Okay, so Tilly O'Reilly's a customer of mine for years already. I don't know why she went on there. But she's a customer of mine.
Interesting.
Erica Garland, I have no idea who she is. I'm telling you, I'm not getting, if I was getting it, I'd be happy with it. I'm not seeing any results from it.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, though. If, let's say that you just want to cancel and part ways. We can't even cancel the account with a $249 past due balance. That still has to be settled in order to cancel it. And I wouldn't want it to continue to reoccur and affect your credit and everything because of the terms and conditions and your e-signature. So that's the only reason I'm giving you some options. But I can tell you, you know, based on what I'm looking at, that if this account did cancel, it would affect your business because you are ranking on Google and everything that we've done in getting you ranked would unravel and the website would come down. Have you seen the site that we built you?
I haven't, no.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it looks like they used your domain, but it's marcuspavers.com. So right now, if you pull it up, there's a big orange banner at the top saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just supposed to, you know, be meant to be a friendly reminder for you to contact us. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down within one business day. I'm surprised that you haven't seen the website. That's amazing.
Nope, haven't seen it. Nowhere.
Yeah, it's because you've been with us for what, 9 months now? Yeah. So
yeah,
that's one of the first things
So 9 months, and you times that what I've been paying you guys, I haven't received a return on it. No?
Mm-hmm. That's why we go month to month. We're a performance-based company. We allow you to cancel at any time. The only problem now is that, you know, you have to call 3 business days before the 9th, and today is, what, the 13th. So now it's past due. So that's the only issue. I mean, if, you know, your intention is just to settle the past due amount and cancel.
So why didn't you guys call me before the 9th then? Tell me this.
Because in the terms, it has you agreeing to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th. And in order to cancel, you have to call us within 3 business days. So, you know, we have over 48,000 active clients. That would be very difficult to manage if we had to, you know, call everybody within that 3-day time frame. That's why, you know, we make it very clear, you know, what the terms are.
All right. Well, I can't do anything right now. I'm not plowing snow. So,
okay.
I'll have to contact you guys to cancel, okay?
Okay, I wanted to let you know that if your intention is just to pay the past due balance and then cancel, I would still take off those extra Facebook ads because if you pay $249, you'll get a fresh $100 batch of Facebook ads that essentially you can't use because you're going to cancel, right? So I'll still take that off, which would, you know, at least reduce the past due balance to 149. And then once that settles, you do have an option of canceling the program and keeping your website and just paying us for the hosting of $49 a month.
Can you call me back? Because I'm, like I said, I'm plowing here.
Yep.
People with me.
I can.
Okay.
Can I can.
Okay.
No problem. Okay.
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
You too.
Bye.